is the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for making my son's birthday all about me?
Huh? My son's birthday? Okay. Now let me be quiet.
This is, you gotta have a lot of guts. All right. Am I the jerk for making my son's birthday all about me? But hear her out. She says, Allie and DZ, my son and I share a birthday.
Okay.
There it is.
So he's your birthday baby.
My son and I share a birthday. It's really cool.
That is
by the way,
cool, actually.
And we do joint parties. But this year I made it all about me. Every year it's all about him. And I feel like I just want to enjoy my birthday one time since I had my son on my birthday.
Girl! How many birthdays did you enjoy before your son, girl?
So this year I had a party for myself and got a cake for both of us. But the invite said it was my party.
Oh, Lord.
Our family and friends showed up and asked why the invite only said it was for me. And I told them why. Because it's my party. And I'm tired of celebrating his birthday my birthday.
I know you're planning his own party. You gotta be.
That's crazy, dude. Doesn't say so. Doesn't say anything about a party.
And you said you got him a cake. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm still listening.
Family and friends were confused and wanted to know why I wasn't acknowledging his birthday, but I felt like I did by getting a cake for both of us.
Wow.
Am I the jerk for making my son's birthday all about me?
Listen.
Side note, he's 12. Because you know I was going to ask that if they didn't tell us.
Thank you. Because I said, listen, we don't know how old. Yeah, that was my first point. Listen, we don't know how old this kid is. He could be a grown adult. Like, yeah. He could be 18, 19.
And then that's different. So you got a grown adult, you're going to be like, okay.
Bye. They don't want to hang out with you on their birthday anyway.
You are, 12? This has got to be like being a twin. This is like being a twin. You either love sharing your birthday with somebody no matter what. Or you hate it. And I never asked twins how they feel about it.
That's a really good comparison.
That's a comparison, right? You get sick of it, probably. Or you love it. One or the other, because you've always got somebody to celebrate with.
Wow.
I don't know. 414-533-1037. See, we're one to talk because we always get our birthday to ourselves.
I'd love to.
We don't really share it with anyone close to us.
Mm-mm.
Who are we to talk?
Even friends and family, like, there isn't usually like a combo birthday because that'll happen. We've got friends that have got birthdays around the same time and we'll double up and be like, hey, this is the weekend that works.
Yeah.
We're celebrating all y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same exact day.
Yeah.
That's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I think that's really strange. I don't know. I mean, I think it's weird to not acknowledge your son's birthday. He's 12, not 24. That's what makes her a jerk.
But
it's not about you. It's about the kid. It's not about you. Get over yourself. I don't know.
Did you want to share a birthday with your mom at 12?
No.
Yeah.
But it's funny that she doesn't want to share a birthday with him. That's even funnier.
She might just be invoking the son law, going, oh, you don't want to share a birthday with me? Fine. I'm doing my own party. Fine. Forget you then. You know it's possible.
This is crazy. Okay.
Gee, I respect the grind of going, you know what? No.
Who texted this in? Not the jerk. My kids blow. If I had the chance to do this, I would. Way to take the opportunity to look out for number one. Good stuff. Stop it.
Wow.
You're horrible, but I love that you were honest.
That's your baby. At one point, you loved the fact that y'all were sharing a birthday, and now you don't. What changed?
I don't know. All right. Is she the jerk for making her son's birthday, all about her because they share a birthday? He's 12, and she's had it with doing joint parties, so she sent out invites with just hers. But she got a cake for both, but just hers.
It was her party.
Family and friends were like, excuse me?
Where's my grandbaby?
These are the people that celebrate their birthday all month. Damn it. You know what I'm talking about.
Ooh, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Why? Because you're those people?
No, you know, I don't care for my birthday.
True. Your birthday's in June.
Yeah,
no. So we'll make sure to do the whole month of June for you.
Mm-mm.
Okay, listen, you know what?
I'm not answering.
I'm not. Let's talk to everybody next for sure.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, the texts are going crazy today.
What they saying?
Millie from the South Side said, jerk, as someone who was born on my aunt's 16th birthday, it's not my fault. She says every year she hates sharing with me. Mind you, I'm already 48, and she still says that every year she hates it.
Dang.
Millie on the south side. Weppa.
Millie, you better scrap that titi, bro.
Wow. So now she's dealing with the aunt. Similar story. So this mom is upset because her kid was born on her birthday, which should be cool. And now the kid's 12. She's tired of celebrating with him. So she threw herself her own party minus him. What's that about?
Well, I mean, she stood her ground and was like, listen, I don't want to share a birthday with you.
Well, let's go to Sean in West Bend. He's got his own theme song called,
Sean.
Called 5 Days in a Row. And he's got twins. Ironically, as we were talking about
birthday.
That. Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Are you going to say jerk or not the jerk for making her son's birthday all about her?
Jerk.
Flat out. Know,
I mean, yeah. My babies were born 4 days before my birthday, so
I'm
in a similar situation, not identical. But,
yeah, you are.
I mean, truthfully, I've got
close enough.
1,000 kids now.
I have 1,000 kids. Well,
so my birthday really don't matter.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, Father's Day, I don't even... I take them places for Father's Day if they want to go.
Of course.
I don't want to go to the park.
I've gone off about Mother's Day and Father's Day for years that we want breaks, not spend the day with your kids. Leave us alone.
When was the last was the last Father and Mother's Day you said, yeah, I'd love to go to the zoo today?
I'd love for you to go to the zoo with somebody else.
But it's family.
I just want to stay home and just relax.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, realistically, the kids only got one day. That's it.
True.
I guess
you got
right.
Mother's Day, Valentine's
if
Day.
If you're in a relationship,
people
yeah.
never celebrate International Kids Day.
And I'm assuming that she's in a relationship in this case. So
obviously, you're right, Sean. Thank you. I like the bullet points. Like we have a spreadsheet. He's like, yes, but Allie,
ding,
follow
ding,
the
ding.
Dots.
There's a lot of days that you get.
Yeah, as an adult.
And a 12-year-old's only got a couple. Even Christmas isn't really so much about the kid. You get your presents and you go. Play on your own like any other day.
That's true. Even Christmas, you know, everybody gets their own present.
Yeah.
Your day is your day until you share it with somebody.
Man. All right. So Sean is saying jerk this morning.
I mean, if she wants to be mad at somebody, be mad at her husband.
Wow.
He's half the reason why the kid was born that day anyway.
True.
You know what? I can't take that from you. You're right, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling, Sean.
All right, have a good one.
You too, man. Love, peace.
That was good because he does truly almost share a birthday with his twins. He's always going to have joint parties.
And this child has zero control, 100%. You were born on that day. You didn't literally set a due date.
Let's go to Amanda in Brookfield and see what she thinks. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Come on.
All right, so you're going to go the other way? You think jerk?
Oh, absolutely. No.
Not the jerk?
Not the jerk because my kid was born on my birthday.
Oh, Amanda, this is you.
Oh, God, give it to us. Explain yourself.
Well, my kid's 19 now.
Okay.
And I wanted a birthday. Just give me a birthday. I haven't had a birthday in, I don't know, how many years.
19 years?
Your own birthday,
you
yeah.
You mean in your own,
it was last year. It was last year. A girl. It was last year. And I just wanted my 40th birthday.
Okay.
She was going to be 18, though.
Oh,
it was her your 40th, her 18.
Her 18
so I did that math ASAP. I said, wait a second.
Dang it.
I ended up getting, she ended up throwing me a surprise, a 40th birthday party. And I told her, fine, we'll go to Vegas for your 21st then.
That's lit. See, y'all came to an accord.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think?
But I didn't have a birthday for 18 years.
Yeah, right. And it bugged you. You're being honest that it bugged you right now. That's interesting.
Heck yeah. Because Mother's Day, you're sharing it with your mom, your grandma, your everybody else.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, Hallmark holiday. Who cares? And when you're with somebody for so long... It don't matter.
She's keeping it real. Amanda's saying, I live this life, and she is not the jerk. You miss your birthday. Interesting.
Hold on, though.
You
I
be
will,
excited
I
you
will
had
come
on your
to,
birthday.
To bat to the, for the defense of Amanda, saying she sacrificed it for those 18 years of adulthood and now went on your 18th.
It's her time.
Girl, this one's on you, baby, because I need my mama need her 40th. You feel me? And she got it.
I got my 40th. I got my surprise party on my 40th. And you know what? I was happy as a clam.
Different circumstance when your baby's only 12.
True.
Hate to say it.
But I did it. 16. She got her sweet 16. She got everything she wanted.
You know what, Amanda? I don't even need to hear anymore. She showed up saying
not the jerk,
and she agrees.
She's standing 10 toes.
Hey, Amanda, do it. 10 toes down.
10 toes. Oh, business. Say less, Amanda. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Dude, I didn't even know she shared her birthday before we put her on. I didn't even know any of that. Wow.
40
so
and 18?
That worked out great because she is a person who deals with this. I can't believe she admitted she hates it.
Oh, came to bat for Mama Bear too, said, listen, wow, you sometimes just need it.
Okay, well, we're split down the middle. So now we have to go to the one more caller. I do want to say Josie in Milwaukee texted and said, jerk, what adult has a birthday party every single year to celebrate with family and friends? That's for children. And she sounds immature.
Ooh.
I know a lot of adults to celebrate every year.
Same.
A lot of adults. But okay, fair enough. Everyone gets their own opinion. Go to Roger in Milwaukee.
Hey.
If we have him on during this, he can't come in later and scream about it.
Or talk about old stuff.
Yo, good morning, good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee. Stand up, it's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Roger, if you don't stop writing about McRibs on my Facebook wall, I'm going to block you.
Yeah.
Don't stop, Roger.
It's going to have to happen.
Roger,
I'll just switch up.
He's
I'm
a scene.
A new person.
And people are loving it on Facebook, and I'm one of them. He writes about McRibs every time I post. He puts something about the McRib because he knows I hate it.
They're
a
classic.
They're
a classic.
All right, Roger.
Classic.
No, whatever. She's a jerk for making her birthday all about her, the kid's birthday.
Keep it a bug, man.
All right. You already know. She's the jerk, but I love the way Amanda rocks it, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways you got to play it. You know, she's a jerk by saying, absolutely, it's my birthday, I want to celebrate it.
Yeah.
You know, no, you gotta celebrate the kid first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about. When you have kids, it's over.
It's not about you anymore.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's what some of us have a hard time swallowing. It's so selfish. Yeah.
And some people never
do. But it's just the way you do it. You know, she did it the right way. Amanda did it the right way.
I agree.
She did. She waited till, you know, the kid was older, for sure.
And then said, we're going to plug you for your 21st, I promise. Because
uh-huh.
You got your sweet 16 and you got everything you asked for.
Yep.
So give mama a little sum, and I'm still going to keep holding
mm-hmm.
you down.
Exactly.
This mama didn't do
this
that.
Mama didn't do that. This mama's doing it to a 12-year-old. This is messed
she
up.
She just said it's all about me, and that's where it went wrong.
She
it
sure
ain't
did.
All about you.
Mama
mm-hmm.
said, I got him a cake. He'll be all right.
Amen.
Nah, it's more than just a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do his birthday party first, and then later on at night you do your thing. I mean, you can do both.
Yeah. Yeah, you
Dude,
very much can, but you didn't.
Greg from Greenfield said, not the jerk, F them kids. You guys, stop it.
I see you only texted Greg.
Stop it, Greg.
Yes. Hey, it's obvious Greg don't have no kids.
Facts. No facts.
For sure.
Greg, I know he does not, and that would make sense. That would make sense, yeah.
I already know Greg.
Roger.
Roger,
we love you so much.
We love you, but not the McRib. Have a great day. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Yes, I do love the McRib.
I know you do. So I don't know why he's not putting it on your wall.